morning and welcome to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Abigail Smith. She is one of the newest members of our medical staff. She has joined our foot and ankle department here at Lake Region Healthcare, and I'm excited to introduce her to the community and you all this morning. So thanks for joining me, Dr. Smith.
Thanks so much, Katie. I'm thrilled to be here.
We are so happy to have you joining the Lake Region Healthcare family. Let's just start out by getting to know a little bit more about you and your background.
Sure. So I'm a born and raised Minnesotan. I grew up in small towns all over the state, including one locally around here. And I've just enjoyed living in small towns in Minnesota. That's part of who I am. Mm-hmm. I have been more in a private practice setting recently, but have always been looking forward to getting back to West Central Minnesota and happy to kind of get back here and join this great foot and ankle team.
Awesome. It's great to have you back, so to speak, back in your home area.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about your education and career path and maybe what led you to this specialty.
I get that question quite often. I get the question, why feet? Who in their right mind would want to deal with feet all day?
Right.
I think, you know, that why people ask that question is why I'm so interested in it. It's our feet are very easy to ignore. Mm-hmm. They're out of sight, they're out of mind. But at the same time, if something is not right with them or if they're bothering you, it can really just affect your entire demeanor, lifestyle, happiness. Mm-hmm. I remember having some friends in college that were injured, not able to do the things they wanted to do, and it really just affected their overall well-being, even mental health too. Mm-hmm. And it just made me realize how important our feet are, not just for our physical, but also our overall kind of mental and social well-being too.
Mm-hmm. I've said it before that they're really, in more of the ways than one, foundational.
Absolutely.
To our
absolutely.
Health. Yeah.
Yes, they're easy to ignore, but that's also why we're here to help out, to try to get things back on track.
Exactly.
And help people to hopefully forget about their feet if possible.
Right. Was there any particular thing that made you, or moment in time that made you decide that's the path I want to take as you're pursuing your medical career?
So I actually was not initially interested in medicine when I enrolled in college. I was more interested in kind of sports related things. I was an exercise science major, was potentially interested in athletic training on that side, but never thought I would go pre-med. But it was when I met those gals that had injuries and they got to know the local podiatrist in town. I did some shadowing and I clearly remember the first patient encounter I saw with a very simple in-office procedure that made an instantaneous difference. Mm. And from that moment on, I was hooked. I did more research. I figured out more of what foot and ankle providers can do, their scope of practice. Even though it's an anatomically limited area, there's a lot that we can tell just by your feet and your ankles. And I was hooked from then, and I don't regret anything since.
Oh, well, great. What an impactful experience that must have been. What about Lake Region Healthcare? What was it about Lake Region Healthcare being the right place at this time for you?
It was kind of unbelievable how it just seemed to be exactly what I was looking for. I've had a few different practice opportunities and each one has provided me with different focuses. I've had a breadth of experience and exposure and treatment capabilities, but the one thing I've always been looking for is to be part of a smaller community where I feel like there's more of a tight-knit healthcare system and their relationship with the patients, their community members. It's truly a community feel. That's one thing that drew me to the Lake Region area. But then also that the foot and ankle team was more team focused. There weren't different providers that were all providing the same type of thing. Yes, we have very similar training, but we have different things that we love to treat. And I feel like there's, when you're able to treat the things that you love, it makes for happier workers, happier, hopefully, patients, and hopefully it's just providing good outcomes for everyone involved.
Exactly. And it is a great and growing team with Ashley Fisher, who has just joined as a a nurse practitioner, and Dr. Luhr, another podiatrist. So that team approach sounds like one that you're really looking forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been fortunate to work with some great practitioners in the past, and it's so helpful to have colleagues that are all passionate about providing the same type of care, maybe with different like niches and subspecialties within that. But I think the team that we've compiled here is going to be a great one going forward.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about the services that you'll be offering and the types of patients or conditions that you'll be seeing.
So I will be working primarily in the non-surgical setting for our foot and ankle team. But that means pretty much anything foot and ankle related. I've got training and background in. If you're not looking for surgical treatment, I'm happy to kind of see anyone and kind of explain maybe what's going on, what treatment options might be there. We treat everything kind of from the ankle on down. We also can treat kind of wounds and soft tissue issues from the knee down. So I'll also be working in the wound care clinic a little bit as well, focusing on diabetic foot wounds, diabetic foot care in general. But we see just about everything foot and ankle related, heel pain, toenail concerns, anything that's getting in the way of you walking or your feet feeling comfortable. Hopefully we should be able to address.
Great. And I'm glad you mentioned the wound care center too. It's such a fabulous service offered here by another great team. So another team that you'll be glad to work with, I'm sure. We talked about how important it is to take care of our feet and how important they are to our health for so many reasons. Maybe be interested to hear what you have for kind of advice or tips on how could we do a better job of taking care of our feet.
Right. So that's such a great question, because like I said, I'm guilty of it too. Our feet are so easy to ignore and forget about. I guess one of the main things I would say is our shoes are one of the most important things, especially in a state like Minnesota, where it's often not warm enough to wear sandals all the time.
Right.
I can't count how many times I've had issues I've seen in the clinic that maybe could be prevented or alleviated almost completely by wearing better shoes. A lot of people don't realize our feet can change over time. So the size of shoe you might have been used to wearing 10 years ago might not fit you. So if your feet are starting to bother you, the number one thing I recommend is checking your shoe size. Obviously, there's other things that have no impact with shoe size, but that's maybe a tip that I tend to share with a lot of folks. If you're concerned about anything with your feet not working right, check on your shoe size, ask someone who's used to fitting shoes, or ask for a consultation. We're happy to help there too.
Really good advice. We probably wear our shoes more and longer than any of the other things that we put on our bodies, so taking the time to make sure they fit right and support
fit
as well.
Yes. Shoes too. I mean, there's so many different shoe fads out there. Another key thing to mention on that line is a shoe that may be great for your neighbor might not be great for you. Feet come in all different shapes and sizes. And so just because you've heard that one shoe is the perfect, best new shoe you can get, you're still going to have to try it on and see if it feels right to you. If it doesn't feel right, it's not worth your time or your money.
Right. That's a really good point. I know that as a runner, narrow feet, wide feet, high arch, low arch, pronate, don't pronate. You know, amongst all my running friends, we all have a different favorite shoe because our feet are all
don't
different.
Don't even get me started about running shoes. I could talk to you for hours about those. I love that conversation. There's so many new things going on with running shoes these days, too.
Well,
it's also a lot to keep up with.
It is. Maybe we can do a show on that.
We should. We should. We'd
great
be happy
idea.
To.
Great idea. Let's see. What about when you're not working? What are the things you enjoy doing outside of being a foot and ankle doctor?
Yeah. So actually running did get me into podiatry a little bit in the first place. And so I've enjoyed, working with and meeting fellow runners, talking about different foot ailments that way. A little tougher to run in the winter, so it's been a little on the back burner, but that is something I enjoy. I also have a 3-year-old dog that I like to spend time with and play and try to wear him out. Normally, he gets the best of me. And then I enjoy watching and following Minnesota sports as well. So the highs and the lows.
I was just going to say, the roller coaster of being a Minnesota
that
sports
fan. That it is.
Fan.
That it is. But wouldn't change it for the world, though.
Do you have a favorite team?
I do. The Minnesota Twins are probably my favorite. Followed closely by the Minnesota Lynx. It's been fun following them recently, too.
They have been They've given us some good things.
Absolutely. A little bit of a heartbreaker at the end of last season, but still more to look forward to this year.
That's right. That's right. Anything else you would like us to know about you or about your practice at Lake Region Healthcare before we wrap up?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we talked a lot about, at least what I understand, my role within this awesome foot and ankle and orthopedic team is going to be. I think we share a lot of the same goals in terms of trying to keep people healthy and keep people on their feet and moving and doing what they want to do. I'm also a big advocate of saying there's no such thing as a stupid question. There's a lot of unknown and embarrassing things that all of us might have with our feet. And it's a judgment-free zone when you come to see us. I always say there's no such thing as a stupid question. Even something that may sound silly, I'm happy to answer.
Well, that's such an important approach when we're really providing patient-centered care and person-centered care. I do understand that you're going to be seeing patients in Fergus Falls as well as in Elbow Lake and in Morris.
Yes, I believe I will mostly be in Fergus Falls for out of the 5 days of the week. But on different Tuesdays, I will be going to outreach clinics both in Morris and in Elbow Lake as well.
Awesome. Being a little bit closer for the foot care, the foot and ankle care for some of the patients across our Lake Region Healthcare Enterprise. So, of course, you will find Dr. Smith on our website at lrhc.org, and we'll be able to schedule with her on the website, on my chart, or by calling the clinic directly. So before we leave, I always like to ask my guests, if you had one health tip you could share with our listeners before we leave, what would you leave them with?
Okay, so we already talked about shoes, but since it's winter in Minnesota, I might leave with this. I don't know if anyone out there has dry, cracked heels like I do.
Oh boy.
Winter in Minnesota, it's important to use maybe a little extra moisturizer. I'm guilty of forgetting about it initially, but it's important to put on a little extra moisturizer or cream, especially on your feet and heels, right after you get out of the shower, just so they don't dry and crack out, or they don't start to itch or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's one thing I tend to recommend to a lot of folks too. Just don't forget about your feet and moisturizing in the winter.
Such a good tip. Our dry skin cries for it, and our feet probably even more so.
That it does.
Well, Dr. Abigail Smith, a new provider at Lake Region Healthcare in our foot and ankle department, will be seeing patients at the Fergus Falls Clinic as well as offering some hours in Morris and in Elbow Lake. We're excited to welcome you to the Lake Region Healthcare family, and thanks for making time to visit with us today.
Absolutely. So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Dr. Abigail Smith and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.